The Tonga eruption has triggered a global aid response. A New Zealand C-130 Hercules will leave with supplies today. We, along with Australia, already have naval ships headed to Tonga, and China has also offered $100,000 in cash. Senior lecturer in security studies at Massey University, Dr. Anna Poles, is with us to discuss the diplomatic factors at play. Kia ora, can you explain to us some of the difficulties or potential diplomatic pressures that might come with China's offer to assist?
Well, Anna, Sarah, it's great to be here this morning. So, of course, you know, in the environment of increasing strategic competition in the Pacific, China's offer of assistance, both the cash donation of $100,000, as you mentioned, but also a subsequent pledge to deliver emergency relief supplies, including food and water once the airport reopens. This is obviously going to be scrutinized because of the growing focus on strategic competition in the region. And that is in large part because Tonga is both highly vulnerable to natural disasters, as we've seen. It ranks second in the Pacific after Vanuatu, but it's also highly vulnerable in terms of debt distress. For instance, Tonga's total external debt stands at around 186 million US, and almost two-thirds of it are owed to China, and China is the single largest creditor in Tonga. So there are strong concerns that combination of recovery and rebuilding from natural disasters like what we've just seen, as well as previous cyclones, and also the rebuilding of Nuku'alofa after the riots in 2006, coupled with growing debt, has geopolitical implications.
And of course, there's a new government in Tonga as well. It was only a week old before this eruption. Does that complicate the picture a bit?
Well, it's certainly challenging for them. The Tongan Prime Minister, they were elected only late December last year. And they are obviously, you know, having to handle an extraordinarily devastating event very quickly in their term. And they have indicated that whilst much of the response can be handled domestically, but given the cost of recovery and rebuilding, that it'll be a priority that Tonga has access to emergency relief funding. And the Tongan Prime Minister has met with the heads of diplomatic missions to discuss their support, both immediate and long term. So these are enormous challenges. And obviously, the Tongan government is going to be looking for assistance where it can find it.
We've been hearing more and more about China's growing influence in the Pacific. Is there a possibility that China will see the eruption and tsunami as an opportunity to further expand that influence?
Well, China's motivations in the Pacific are obviously under, you know, enormous amount of scrutiny. And motivations seem to be underpinned by either strategic or material interests, or as China's stated aim of being a benevolent global partner, a partner and a friend to Tonga. And certainly an opportunity for Tonga to demonstrate ability and its willingness to assist friends in times of trouble. I'm sorry, China doesn't seek to present itself as a key partner in humanitarian assistance and disaster responses, and doesn't have the capacity in the region to do so in many respects. So the assistance will effectively kind of piggyback on the roles that New Zealand and Australia play as first responders, but they do have cash reserves and they may seek to use them to offer potential loans, which will require repayment down the track, as well as material goods, in order to support the Tongan government. And whether or not this actually equates to actual influence is another factor. It's another conversation.
A complicated diplomatic picture at play there. A senior lecturer in security studies at Massey University, that was Anna Poles.